President Trump is calling on the Department of Commerce to make a new census. The president wants the department to, quote, begin work on a new, highly accurate census based on modern-day facts and figures. He goes on to say people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Hansi Lo Wong. He's a correspondent at the Washington desk for NPR. Hansi, thanks so much for joining us. First off, I think a lot of people aren't clear on what the census process actually looks like. Can you explain that?
You know, when we're talking about the census, we are talking about the bedrock of U.S. democracy. The Constitution lays out instructions for a count of persons every 10 years. It's a count of persons. You won't find the word citizen in the Constitution's instructions. And since 1790, there's been a thorny history of exactly which persons residing in the country was counted and by how much. But one thing is true, which is that no resident of the United States without legal status in the United States has been left out of the census. And these are numbers used to determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes.